Good morning. It's 7:30 and this is Tech Talk. Tech Talk, a place where we talk about the latest in technology, whether it's the computer and digital domain or what most people think of as a phone. That is something you carry around in your pocket or purse and use as radio frequency technology to place phone calls, download applications, or surf the web. Your hosts for Tech Talk are Charles Miller from NBR Electronics and Charles Mall from the IT Village One. If it's technology, we'll take your calls and answer your technology questions. Feel free to get in on the conversation. Just pick up the phone, whether it's rotary dial, touch tone, or cellular, and get connected. Call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936 and get on the air. Whatever the topic, it's time now for Tech Talk. And taking a quantum leap into technology on this Saturday morning, and Charles Miller in this morning to help us out. Charles Mall is on assignment out on the Pacific Northwest, but he will return next week. Amazon making some technology news a little bit this morning. I guess actually it was yesterday that CBS had it. I'm sure the other networks did as well. Their normal two-day delivery for Amazon Prime customers going to one day.
You know, it's so handy. I like to shop local more than likely you're going to get what you need. But there's sometimes when you just need something that you just need it tomorrow, and getting in the car and trying to run around and find it, or having the time to run around and get it, it can be delivered to your door. It is going to kind of be a thing that you're just going to have to.
And there are some items that I've looked. And I know that it's not in this community, the particular brand, the particular whatever that I'm looking for. And rather than hop in the car and spend whatever gasoline I'm going to use to go to Tulsa, for instance, and pick it up, Amazon is going to basically do it for me for no additional charge on postage and handling, and they're going to get it to me either in 2 days or now one day.
Yeah, the one-day thing is great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes I run short on cables that I need to get, that I sell in my shop. And sometimes I pay more by going through Amazon because I get them wholesale from the companies. Mm-hmm. But you may just need a couple to get you through until your orders get there and you can get it next day.
I obviously am a proponent of shopping locally. I like to go into a brick-and-mortar store and pick it up off the shelf and touch it and handle the merchandise and say, yes, this is really what I'm looking for. But convenience is just what it is.
Yes.
And, as Walmart revolutionized brick and mortar in many ways back in the 80s, Amazon is doing the same sort of thing now in the teens.
And, you know, it's funny. You said sometimes you just can't get a product. I went down and I've been shopping for cowboy boots again. I wear boots out pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And I was looking, used to get them all the time locally at Atwoods or someplace. But the boots have changed so much in the styles. Sometimes you don't want to get the new squared toe boots. You want the old pointed toe boots. Yeah. And trying to find them is difficult. So I actually went to Amazon and thought, I can't find them locally. I'm just going to see if I can find a pair of boots. And, of course, Amazon had them and in my size. The only drawback is you don't get to try them on.
Yes. So they do have a liberal return policy in general.
Yeah, yeah they do. You can return them and get it in a size up if you need to. But I did shop and found a pair and bought them online. But, yeah, and getting them in one day would be awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can save that long shipping, that'd be great.
I don't know if they're going to actually still use a delivery service or if they're going to start using drones to deliver. But either way, it's
going to get there. But the drone service, I haven't heard how that's going. I tried to keep up with it for a while, but
last I saw, it still needs more work.
I'm sure it does, and there's going to be a lot of things that happen with those drones. It's going to be difficult. I just can't see how it's going to pan out, to be honest with you. Difficult.
We haven't GPSed our homes yet. And until you can put in a GPS address of where my front porch is, I don't know how they're going to accurately get it to my house as opposed to getting it to the neighbor next door.
Sure. And then you've got wind factors. You've got animal factors. If you got a big dog in a yard and you're bringing a drone down to drop a package, it's going to be pretty hard if Fido doesn't want that there,
Fido may be injured by the blades on the drone. I don't know.
And then there's that, too. What kind of lawsuits are they going to face when they chop up your dog's ear, or something? But it is a scary thought, and But I haven't been monitoring because I thought, you know, that's a future thing down the road that's really just not panning out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, something new that is panning out and that we're seeing a delay on it now is the Samsung folding phone.
The Galaxy 10.
Yeah, the Galaxy 10 that'll be able to fold.
I think it's the 10E. There's only the 10s. I don't think all the Galaxy 10s fold. I think it's just their...
Yeah, they just have one model
I believe it's the 10E. I should have to check that, but yeah.
And I foresee, you know, it's really a great idea of technology because if they can have that display be able to fold and mm-hmm. and the phone can be able to fold, it'd be almost like a little compact mirror that a woman would carry in her purse. In the sense, it's kind of protected. That glass isn't going to get broken,
right?
If you drop it as much, you know, because you're going to have it protected, and especially if it's foldable, you know, it's got to have more liberal ways about it being smashed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going to be as affected. So I was reading on that this morning. They said that they're trying to figure out if it was already a flop in the sense of sending it out or not, but it's not. I think it's still going to hit the market pretty hard.
I believe it's the... this article that I'm looking at doesn't say, but I believe it's the S10 Plus. Now, I guess it's the one they're looking at. But anyway, the idea of being able to fold the screen, I think, is certainly worth exploring just because as the phones get bigger and we want that larger display, but our pockets are not getting any bigger.
No, they're not. Yeah. And one of the things that I read on it is that when it's folded, there's like a 7-millimeter gap that mm-hmm. could easily catch debris and stuff that gets in between it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's going to be things that they have. They're in the testing phase still, even though it's going to be released. I think at some point they're going to release it. Mm-hmm. The price tag is over $2,000,
yeah.
So you're looking at not very many people are going to have it in the first place. I'm finding more and more that people just are afraid to spend like they used to on phones. They're getting kind of at this point where, $1,500 is enough.
Yeah, well, you talked about this before on this program. You know, the cell phone marketers were giving us phones for a penny, and we thought that was the actual value, for the price of the phone, because that's what we paid, even though we've signed up for a 2-year contract or sometimes even longer to amortize that penny phone. But now they're getting the phones, actually selling them for the real price of the phone, that $1,500 or $2,000. So people are keeping phones longer.
And one of the things I get from my customers that come in quite a bit, and this is the conversation, is, you know, I spent so much money on this phone, and I'm paying a monthly payment on it. Just about to have it paid off.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's only a 2-year-old phone, and they're like, I need to upgrade. And I'm thinking, you know, this is still a fairly new phone, but in their minds, I've got to upgrade, but I'm still locked into a payment on this one. Now to go into a new one, I'm still going to extend my payment a little longer, mm-hmm. and do I want to spend $2,000 on a phone? You know, there's this whole brand that just, you know, people are just tired of spending that big money on these brand names.
And it's regardless of whatever operating system. I don't care if you're the Apple platform or the Android platform. The phone costs are escalating as they try to build more features, a better display, a bigger display, new features in the phone.
If I were a cell company, which I'm not, but if I were a cell company that would actually sell phones, I would be looking to market or make a phone for senior citizens or elderly to where... It's not the flip phone technology, a little better than a flip phone, mm-hmm. but real rugged and small and very compact without all the fancy features, just to be able to make phone calls and texts, mm-hmm. you know, and get your emails, but not make it a super smartphone that you just can't figure out. Make it very user-friendly. You know, there's a big market for that because there's a lot of people just... All I want is a phone. I get that every day.
Yeah, and I think sometimes if you're going to look at that senior market, you need a large enough display that their eyes will work, and also it might want to come with a stylus so that I can actually, you know, touch the screen as opposed to. I think a lot of people have trouble typing even a text in there because we got fat fingers. I mean,
I know it's hard to cater to the masses, but they're. You know, because you have to like pick out little parts of each sect of people and try to decide what you want to give them. But, you know, I get the older crowd. There's just a lot of, I just want a phone that I can make a phone call. I don't even really care about texting mm-hmm. and getting on the internet. I just need a phone to call.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can get, you know, if they could add the technology of, you know, voice recognition where they can say, hey, call so-and-so, make it simple for them so you're not having to try to look up your contacts. Mm-hmm. But make that easy, but yet make a small enough phone they can slide it in their pocket and just use it as a phone. But I have that sometimes. I get irritated. But the greatest thing for me was, but I'm still young enough to use it, mm-hmm. is an Apple Watch.
Right.
I love my Apple Watch. It's a phone. It's a watch. And I rarely go in and you see me typing and texting. I'm mm-hmm. not going to do that.
Right.
But it'll let me voice text, mm-hmm. and it'll let me check my emails. And I could do all those things that I need to do.
Right.
It's really small print. But you can get by with it if that's what you want, just for something small.
Right.
You know, but I've and turned a lot of seniors.
It will read the text to you. Does it have a sound output?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what
oh,
I thought.
And you can say, hey, read back last text.
Yeah.
And Siri will read it back to you, and you can hear it in your own ear. But the greatest thing, I've turned a lot of seniors to these. They mm-hmm. they were like, man, I had a guy in the other day that was asking about a screen protector. He said, you talked me into going to get one. And he says, I love this watch. He said, I don't even take my phone with me anymore. I just leave it at home. Mm-hmm. He said, but this is everything I really needed. And he said, I found me a little earpiece to go in if I want to have a private conversation. And he said, and they link up really fast. My son set that up for me. And he says, but I just love not having to be tethered to this device mm-hmm. that I have to look at this screen all day. He said, now people can call me, and I can just lift my arm and say, hey, Siri, call so-and-so, and it just calls them. And he says, I'm just having a great time with this watch. You know, it just helped him. And then plus you've got all the heart monitors and things like that. But, you know, Samsung makes the same thing.
I was going to say, yeah.
There's a Samsung watch that's yes. just as awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that you can get those same exact features.
I haven't done an A-B comparison between the two, but I would say all the popular features are on both models.
On both yeah. models. Yeah. Yep. I don't think the only thing that Apple had that was a little different, I think the Samsung one now has it as well, is the waterproofing, that's being able to swim to certain meters. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty important
feature.
That,
I believe that's on the Samsung one.
I think
yeah.
it is. I think it went to the newest model, because I have gone swimming by mistake. Fell into a river one time with my son. We were fishing, and I fell right out of the boat. And luckily for this thing, you know, it was on, and I went, the first thought to my mind was my watch. And then I remembered, oh, wait a minute, this is waterproof. So I get out of the water, and it looked at it, and it was fine.
Yeah, until you get down to, I don't know, 30 or 50 meters, whatever it is. But normal people yeah. probably don't swim that deep, so you're good.
I'm yeah. not going to swim that deep, yeah. especially these rivers here. I don't think they get that deep. But I'll tell you this, it was a handy thing to be able to look down, and I've taken it into the shower by mistake a couple times, mm-hmm. and then you just realize, oh, it's just in the water. It's not yeah. going to hurt it. But again, you know, there are some features for older folks that they can get into this technology without spending the huge high dollar.
Right.
Younger people like this kind of stuff, and business people are going to spend $2,000 if they really want all those features.
Well, yeah,
they're going to do it.
And you put obviously Outlook or something on it where you can check 4 different email accounts and other things. So, you know, if you're a business person and you're traveling, you want to check your personal email, your business email, and maybe some, you know, other things in there too. So that makes it pretty convenient on some of the newer phones. But
And one thing I was going to bring up too today that came up this week a lot about phones and tablets and mm-hmm. so forth is, you know, what kind of programs? I've had a lot of younger business people coming in and saying, hey, you know, I'm looking for something where I can do some business, you know, kind of like folders and things where I can put things for my business. What kind of programs would you recommend for that? And, you know, so you talk about QuickBooks, mm-hmm. you talk about Quicken.
Right.
There's all these different little small programs, but there's a lot of organizing programs in the app stores.
They are.
That you can actually use to organize folders, to move things. And, for instance, like I have a document scanner in here mm-hmm. that lets me scan a document, save it as a PDF, and throw it into a folder.
Right.
And then if I need to email that PDF to somebody, I can email it, or I can text it to them, mm-hmm. or I can send it however I want to send it. But it has all these different folders. So there's a lot of software out there that is available just in your normal app store. Some of them are free.
Right.
Some of them come with a subscription. But, you know, they're there.
And some of them are available both ways, free if you don't mind the ads, and subscription if you choose not to see the ads. So can both ways for you.
Yes.
800-749-5936, the telephone number that gets you on Tech Talk on a Saturday morning. Charles Miller in to answer your questions, and we will continue on Tech Talk coming up in just a moment.
It started out as a quiet, secluded wooded land with a pond and gazebo for me to retire on and do a little fishing. But my daughters wanted to get married in nature's beauty.
I do.
So I began building a timber frame pavilion. And it grew to be what is now known as Timber Oaks, an event center complete with a stone fireplace, catering kitchen, modern restrooms, and changing rooms. Rustic elegance meets the beauty of God's nature. It's the perfect setting for your reunion, reception, wedding, or any celebration. Call me to schedule a tour at 918-914-0803 or visit timberoaksvenue.com. You can look at the pictures on Facebook under Timber Oaks Venue. Welcome to Timber Oaks, where rustic elegance meets God's gift of nature.
You owe it to yourself to discover Timber Oaks. 918-914-0803 or visit timberoaksvenue.com.
Locally 918-336-1400, the telephone number that gets you on Tech Talk on this Saturday morning. And we're talking the different programs that people can install on their device, their phone, their tablet, and be productive while they're traveling, be productive 24/7 if they choose to be that productive for business purposes. But maybe we can open things up and see what programs people like to use or what they would recommend.
Sure. There was one program I downloaded for myself. It's like a filing cabinet.
Okay.
And basically, it was for storing schematics. Whenever I work on a certain device and I need a schematic for that again,
right,
it's in this filing folder. And I can just send it over there, and it actually saves the PDF. It scans it, and it'll scan long scans. I mean, they could be a long depth scan that you can scroll on your device. And it'll save that into a folder. And so all my schematics for like PV, for instance, for PV amplifiers, or I may have one for a television RCA model. All these are scanned into my folders and put into this filing cabinet.
Okay.
And I have it labeled, you know, filing cabinet, but there's different folders or different sections to the filing cabinet. One for schematics for TVs, one for schematics for cars and parts that I would deal with in there. But one of the things, I was talking to a young gentleman here in Bartlesville that... a shout out to a buddy of mine, you know, Gijo. These guys are young, technological guys that just have these great minds of technology. And they share things with me sometimes about this is, we would like to see you guys go more in this direction. Help us find, or help the community find these apps to be able to help them. In tech talks around the country, I guess they volunteer that service to be able to help you.
Okay.
I've been doing some research on a lot of those programs to be able to help. But one of the things that I implore these guys to call in sometimes and share with us some of the programs you're using. If you find a useful app, you know, share it with us so we can research it and be able to bring that to the public's attention. There may be something that they can use that would help them, their small business or like.
Well, you mentioned a couple that are fairly common, QuickBooks. I think many businesses use QuickBooks.
Yes.
But I would say the business owner probably started off on some kind of a PC-based platform.
Sure.
You know, and they may or may not have transitioned over to another mobile device. So
and I was going to say, Charlie, most aggravating thing to me with QuickBooks when they first went online, and I think for my accountant as well, all the people were just frustrated with it. It was a new platform. It was kind of hard to get the bugs worked out. But I've got to say, now that I've gotten into QuickBooks Online a little more, I'm beginning to really like it. And I'll tell you what I like most about it. I have my point of sale system all built into QuickBooks in my shop. But if I'm out on the field, I've got QuickBooks with me in my pocket, and everything links together. All your accounts. So if I have employees, which I don't, but if I did, I could send them out with QuickBooks. They could do all their invoicing right there with the customer.
And it would still
put
it back in the master system so that within minutes of them performing an action, it was in the master file.
It was right in the master file. And then you get companies like Square, for instance, you know, the credit card company.
Sure.
They've linked now with QuickBooks. You can actually link to your Square account. So if you take a Square purchase, it goes right into... let's say you create an invoice, you do the product fix. whatever it may be, and then you take their money through Square, it automatically goes right into QuickBooks as the payment.
Well, and QuickBooks has a version for nonprofits, so that if you are working for area nonprofit, large or small, they have a kind of a separate setup, because nonprofits work somewhat differently than a for-profit business. But yes. it's set up that way for nonprofits, so that version is also available through QuickBooks.
Yes, it is. And Square, being mm-hmm. another company I
right.
was talking about, they came out with a new device that's handheld, very compact. It's got a screen about the size of my cell phone, about the size of a plus cell phone, like an iPhone 7 Plus or mm-hmm. whatever. The screen's basically the same size, but it's all built into one compact little unit. But it's got your printer, it's got your chip reader, it's got your card swiper,
right?
And it's got your platform that they use on there. So if you create items and so forth, you could actually go create an items list.
Mm-hmm.
So a point of sale, if you take your business on the road, and let's say go out to an event that's mm-hmm. happening, and they have booths set up, you can set up this little device and have everything in your entire setup there.
And the nice thing about your items, your menu list, whatever, because you're using a touchscreen, if you're selling items there, you can, you know, item A, you sold two of those, so you touch item A twice, and then item B, touch it once. It computes it all into the sale for you. It's
exactly
very easy.
Right.
You know?
Very simple to use, and if it's large quantities, they give you the option to just key in mm-hmm. an amount. Or how many you're going to sell at the point. But one of the things I really liked about it, too, is that, you know, it has the feature of being either to email or print them out a receipt. Because some people want an actual,
physical
receipt.
Yeah.
They want an itemized shown receipt. But now one thing I noticed about this new Square device is it itemizes. Like, for instance, if I do a iPhone 7 Plus screen repair, I hit that button, it automatically shows up what we normally charge for an iPhone 7 Plus screen repair.
Mm-hmm.
On your receipt, it shows iPhone 7 Plus repair.
There you go.
So that the person doesn't forget, what did I have repaired? But then some companies want a little bit more detailed, so they go to my actual receipt from QuickBooks, which shows you everything broken down, the service,
right.
the part, all those things broken down so that you know what you've paid for that repair.
It's very handy, very handy. Good for your customers and a great way to do business.
Yep.
800-749-5936, locally 918-336-1400, the telephone number that gets you on Tech Talk. We always invite your calls, your questions, your comments as we work our way through a Saturday morning, and we will continue Tech Talk coming up in just a bit.
Are you a cancer survivor? Do you know someone who is a survivor? Come to Relay for Life, starting at 4 p.m. on May 18th at the Johnstone Park Pavilion in Bartlesville. We want to honor you, your loved ones, and continue our commitment to cancer research. Relay for Life is a time to celebrate our teamwork in defeating the disease, remember loved ones, and fight back. Did I mention there will be food trucks, a live auction, luminary lights, and a live DJ? Join us for a fun, family-filled event as the festivities last into the evening from 4 p.m. and going until 10 p.m. This fundraising event benefits the American Cancer Society.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
Locally 918-336-1400, the telephone number that gets you on Tech Talk on a Saturday morning. What are you grinning about?
I just love those little music beds you always pick out. Charlie, you just got a good taste for it all.
Well, you play enough music over a course of a radio career, you find the ones that kind of work.
Some of those tunes are just so catchy, especially that superstitious intro, all those different. I love that kind of stuff, and that one you were just playing there.
Was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, it just took me back in time quite a bit there. I sure love that music. But, it's been an interesting week, though, studying, because I did do a little review on a lot of these programs mm-hmm. and so forth. But my biggest thing is that, it's becoming so productive for businesses, small businesses, to take off. And if you're a carpenter, a friend of mine, he just lives right across the street from me. He's been starting his own business. And he was scared. He worked for years and years for, you know, a big hospital. And he was just, he says, I just want to venture out and get on my own. He says, I do construction. So he jumped out there. And I was showing him this program that actually allows you to measure rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can walk into a room and it's pretty precise. Mm-hmm. You can get a pretty good idea of what you're going to do.
A laser tape measure, more or less.
Yes, yeah. but it also is a building program.
Okay.
That you can actually build a structure. You can build a wall, build a, let's say, a room. We're going to knock out this wall here and we're going to move this wall over here. This is what it'll look like. Mm-hmm. And they can build that room through measurement and show the customer exactly what they're going to do. And then they can say, yeah, nay, yay or nay, but they can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done quickly. I mean, you can do this in just minutes to be able to give them an idea of what they could do. It's a 3D modeling program.
Wow.
And it was kind of cool because I had a guy sit down and show me. I'm trying to build an arbor, and I'm not a woodworking guy. So some of you guys that are woodworkers will probably laugh at me, but I'm not a woodworking guy. But I'm getting into it more and more. I built a workbench, and it turned out pretty nice. And
good
I'm working
for you.
Some neat stuff. And I thought, you know, I'm going to build this arbor. And I was trying to cut out these pretty designs, you know, on the wood. And mm-hmm. how do you do that?
Yeah.
And then he showed me in a program how to be able to lay out a pattern onto the wood. And then you take it and photocopy it. Mm-hmm. And then you stick it on the piece of wood you're going to do. And it shows you how to...
Oh.
He showed how to
template
be able to
all
cut
the way
it
around. Yeah.
To make a template. And it would seem simple to a guy that's a woodworker, but to us idiot guys like me that know nothing about it, it was very helpful. And I did it, and I cut the thing out, and man, it turned out beautiful. This arbor is going to be really pretty. We're
great.
Working on that today.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a nice little tidbit that came from an app.
Okay.
So these things are on your phone. You can get them for free. And this was a free app. I downloaded it.
Yeah.
Pulled it up there and made my own design, and it's working out great.
More useful than a game, although sometimes you can have fun with Words with Friends or whatever. But it's, yeah, it's a whole lot more useful than
yes.
a lot of things that come installed on your phone.
Yeah, and I don't play games much. I think if I was to play a game on the phone or computer, the only one I used to really like that just kind of grabbed my attention was that, I don't know if you ever saw it, was called Coaster.
Doesn't ring a bell, no.
You build your own... amusement park.
I figured you were talking about a roller coaster somewhere along the line.
Yeah, you build your own amusement park, but it's called Coaster Tycoon. And
oh,
you go
okay,
in there.
Okay, I have, yeah.
And you build each thing. You'll build you'll put up a roller coaster, and you can watch the people get on it and actually ride it. And mm-hmm. then you build all the pathways they go in, and you hire your staff. You hire your maintenance crew. You hire your broom sweeping people and mm-hmm. cleanup crews. And you have to organize them and manage them. And your park either fails or it doesn't. And depending on how much money you have to spend, you have to watch the money building up, and you go add rides as you accumulate money.
Sure.
And it was kind of fun. I had mine up to where my company was worth, I think, $190,000 in a couple of years. But, you know, it was all paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my employees working. But, boy, it was a lot of work. And my wife would go, you know, you got to quit doing that. Sometimes you get locked into that for hours. So I stopped doing it. Now I rarely... I'll do it for maybe a little while, then I'll just put it aside. I have to pace myself.
Nobody would ever get hung up in a game and spend the whole day playing a game.
You can do it easily. I realized how much fun it was to run a business like that. It was kind of fun. Because this one, you could sit down and do it from your couch.
Yeah.
I don't have to be there.
Well, you can open up Six Flags next week for us right here then, right?
That's it. I would love to do it because it was kind of fun building the roller coasters. You can actually build your own, or you can get one that's already pre-selected. But I like to build in them myself because it's kind of fun.
Sure. Have a fun designing your own roller coaster.
And if you don't build it right, it won't work. One of them, I was trying to make a loop in it, and it got hung up halfway up the loop and wouldn't go any further.
Not enough G-forces to continue it all the way around.
Right.
Yeah. We are talking technology, and again, NBR Electronics downtown Bartlesville.
Yes, NBR
Nothing
Electronics.
But repair. You don't sell a lot of merchandise per se.
No, I don't. And people come in looking for cases and things, and I always refer them to, you know, your local U.S. Cellular, AT&T, some of their go get a case there.
Yeah.
You can get screen protectors with me because I'm trying to protect you from breaking your phone, but I'm there if you do.
Yep.
But, you know, that's NBR is just nothing but repair.
Yeah, okay. At Christmas time, you do have some electronics kits and educational items and that sort of thing. ITVillage1.com is Charles Mall's website. He has some information there. And, of course, if you're having trouble with your computer, with your network, you can fill out a trouble ticket and he will get back to you.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay, the ITVillage1.com and NBR Electronics. And that is this edition of Tech Talk on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM, K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Real